Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you noticed more creepy crawly visitors to your home in recent days? They might descend from the ceiling or sprint around your house on their eight legs, searching for a partner. That's because spider mating season has begun, and I'm joined now by Dr. Michelle Dugan, who is principal investigator of the Venom System Lab in the University of Galway, with all you need to know. You're very welcome, Michelle. Thank you very much for joining us to the programme.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So some people will be listening to this and literally recoiling away from the radio in horror. Why is it that you think the old spiders get such bad press, and can you get somebody over that fear?
Yes, well, the first thing is that we need to admit that even for spider lovers like me, spiders are actually very alien looking. We're really looking at an animal that tends to have a big belly and has a head and a chest that are attached together without a neck. They have eight eyes, they produce silk, and they have fangs. So, of course, this is somewhat scaring, but they're not bad animals in any way. They run away from human beings, and they don't present any threat to us. So they're actually very beneficial to us.
But we learn, don't we, in our society to be afraid of them. We mightn't start our lives being afraid of spiders, but we become afraid of them.
Absolutely. A lot of young children have actually no fear at all of spiders, and it's something that they acquire a little later in life at the contact of the adults around them and then their peers. A very good example of that is actually my daughter, who's 8 years old. When she was a small child, she used to handle even tarantulas at home, because yes, we do have tarantulas in my home, or snakes or scorpions, and it was all fine. And she started to go to school, and within a couple of weeks, she started to be scared of spiders.
Ah.
And this is definitely something that she acquired at the contact of others.
And tell me now, why would you have a tarantula in your home?
because it's also part of my job. I'm a specialist of venomous animals, so I do spend my time with strange pets and animals,
okay,
like tarantulas. And so
you like, and you like to bring your work home?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So can I talk to you about spider mating season? Because that is one of the reasons why we're seeing more spiders around and about the place, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. At this time of the year, most of the females have matured, the males as well, and now the males are on a countdown. They're going to die fairly soon with the first frost or the first cold. And it is now their last chance to actually find a female, get jiggy and have some babies.
Okay, so they're on the hunt at the moment, not for someone to bite, but for a mate.
Absolutely. Imagine that you are in a pub at 2:30 a.m. and that's the level of desperation of male spiders
okay.
at the moment.
And what tempts them into our homes? Or do we just believe that they want to be in our homes? Because we are, I know a lot of us here in the office were talking about seeing very many more spiders than we have in the last couple of weeks, in the last few days.
So the female spiders tend to live always on their web. So they do live in and around the houses, but they're quite well hidden and we don't spot them much. They're really living in dark corners. Meanwhile, the males are now really following their hormones and trying to look for females. So they wander absolutely everywhere. And those spiders that you see entering now in numbers in your home or in your office or whatever are actually males that are attracted by female pheromones.
So they're staggering in, spilling their pints everywhere, on the lookout for any female.
It's exactly that.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of lifespan then, when we look at the males and the females, Michelle, what's the difference?
Oh, the difference can be enormous. So while most native female spiders would live anywhere between a couple of years and, let's say, 5 years, males usually last only 1 year. So in the spider world, females actually have a great advantage in terms of longevity, while actually males have to do with what they have, and that is just one season to complete their life cycle.
Okay, that's why they're in such a hurry, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. It's now or never.
Now, they're busy and they provide a great service for us, don't they?
Yes. So we often see the scary side of spiders, while actually spiders globally all around the world eat between 400 million tons and 600 million tons of pest every year. So in fact, they render us an immense service by getting rid of millions of tons of mosquitoes, flies, midges. Without spiders, we would be absolutely overwhelmed by all those pests.
Are we getting more varieties of spiders in Ireland as the climate changes?
This is kind of a tricky question, but the answer would be yes, somewhat. So what happens with climate change and with globalization in general is that we actually import on a regular basis with our fruits or vegetables in our bags when we come back from holidays, new species of spiders or other bugs. And some of those species are actually capable of settling in. So the number of species that are resident in Ireland tends to increase over time because of that.
Mm-hmm. And how many species do we have at the moment officially?
At the moment officially we are, if my memory serves me well, 386 species in Ireland, which is a big number when you just consider it on its own. But when we compare it with the number of species in the UK or on the continent, it's really not much. In the UK, there is over 600 species, and in France, over 1,600 species of spiders.
And why do you think that is?
That is due to actually the history of Ireland and our climate. So Ireland was isolated from the rest of the continent before many of those species could actually cross through the UK, then the Celtic Sea and arrive in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So overall, the fauna tends to be poorer than the one of the UK or the continent.
So when we hear somebody shriek in the house or the office because they've spotted a spider, what is it likely that they have seen in terms of the most common ones that like to build their webs in our homes?
So it tends to be always the same 10 to 15 species that we find in and around houses. Now, the most common one, most likely, is actually the daddy long legs, the one that you would find in the corner of your room and that tend to keep to itself. It's it has a very small body, very long legs, and it's completely, completely harmless. Then you have the giant house spider. This is the big spider, completely hairy, that will crawl at high speed from under your couch while you're watching television in the evening and just start to stare you down. Now, those guys are completely harmless as well. They just move very fast, and as such, they tend to be a bit creepier. But they're gentle teddy bears, really.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photograph of one. They have very long legs, and people, if they think about the last time you saw a spider, it could have been one of these, because they're very common. You see them a lot. They move very quickly, which can be disconcerting. But you're saying we have nothing to fear from those guys.
Absolutely nothing. They have a very positive influence on getting rid of pests. They're completely harmless to human beings. And in fact, they're quite fascinating and fun to look at when you look at them up close.
Mm-hmm. What about the false widow spider, though? Because I want to, before we finish, ask you about that one, because it's had a lot of press and it's a recent arrival here.
Yes, so the noble false widow is present in Ireland since 1998, more or less. And over that, the past 25 years or so, it has essentially taken over the whole country, all the urban and suburban habitats. It's now the second most common, according to our studies, the second most common spider in urban habitats, in towns and villages. And this spider is the only one in Ireland that is capable of giving a bit of a nasty nip. For most people, it wouldn't be more than a bee or a wasp sting. For some people, it's a little bit more severe than that. But on the other side, it's not aggressive whatsoever. You really have to squeeze it for it to bite.
OK, Michel, thank you very much. I'm getting messages from people who are running around the house with hoovers at the moment, trying to find the spiders because we've upset them so much. But I enjoyed it and it was lovely to talk to you. That's Dr. Michel Dugan from the University of Galway. A very quick break before we go to news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.